When it comes to stubborn belly fat, we're all searching for a miracle pill. Generally, you have to use multiple products that target belly fat differently to manage excess weight around the stomach. Some products may focus on abdominal exercises or dietary changes, while others might focus on boosting metabolism or controlling cravings. But believe it or not, I may have found a solution that removes the need for juggling through multiple weight management products. It's called Belly Trim, and it's more effective at targeting belly fat, enhancing metabolism, and promoting a toned midsection better than most weight management products I've seen typically found on store shelves. Tens of thousands of five-star reviews back up the notion that Belly Trim is not only a breakthrough in a bottle, but that it also removes the need for us to use countless diet pills and fat-burning supplements. But there's more. If you place your order for Belly Trim now, you'll also receive 51% off, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, two free new ebooks titled Top 10 Foods That Burn Belly Fat and Top 10 Exercises to Reduce Belly Fat, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and last but not least, free shipping. Simply go to www.trimwithus.com. That's www.trimwithus.com to take advantage of this limited-time deal before they sell out. Once again, that's www.trimwithus.com. Order now. Violent crime across the U.S. has skyrocketed. Just recently, a politician was carjacked by three armed attackers outside his home in Washington, D.C. This comes several months after another politician was assaulted in the elevator of her building. Between mass shootings, kidnappings, burglaries, and carjackings, it's never been more vital to learn how to protect yourself. This is why tens of thousands are choosing the Fighter Flare flashlight. The Fighter Flare flashlight has awed people with a wonderful design and massive light output. On top of an ultra-bright 800-lumen light, it boasts powerful strobe lighting modes for self-defense, a glass-breaking hammer, a built-in power bank, solar-powered recharging, rope cutter, siren, and much more. Countless five-star reviews back up the notion that this flashlight is the latest and greatest in the EDC market. But there's more. If you place your order for the Fighter Flare flashlight now, you'll also receive 66% off, free express shipping, and last but not least, a 100% lifetime guaranteed replacement. Simply go to www.fighterflare.com to take advantage of this limited-time deal before they sell out. www.fighterflare.com. Order now.
Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Medical or legal advice. An appearance on this platform is not necessarily an endorsement, but as always, we encourage you to do your own research. Enjoy the show.
Boom.
Good afternoon, Patriots. And welcome back to another episode of Occam's Razor. I trust that each and every one of you is having a lovely day. If you aren't having a lovely day, hopefully a little bit of the conversation between Abe and I and the interaction with the chat can help lift your spirits. The news is a heavy game. I know this. It's never ending. It's grueling. And we've got a lot of stories to discuss today. Not the least of which is the plea deal comped by Alan Weisselberg in response to 15 felony charges of tax evasion and a whole bunch of other stuff. We're going to talk about the implications of that. We'll be discussing President Trump and his take, some recent tweets that he's put out. And in general, we're going to be pointing out the complete and utter totality of the hypocrisy in the federal government, the corruption in federal agencies. And of course, we're going to have to touch on what we can do to fight back. All right, guys, do me a favor. Sit back, relax, grab your popcorn, and here is a special message from our sponsor. Please join me in welcoming my co-host for this and every Thursday, Uncensored Abe. Abe, how are you, buddy?
Man, it's been a long, emotional, tough week, I think, for all of us. I don't know. It's odd that what's wrong?
Nothing. That was you. It's a long, tired, emotional week.
I'm
collapsing under the stress, under the weight.
How's the sound coming through? Okay, usually I'm kind of hot, so I don't want to make sure I'm blowing people out here. It was kind of odd in that way of how, you know, the week before for me especially, if those of you that watched the show, it was a very emotional and tough week. There was a lot of prayers coming my way and a lot of prayers coming out for me too. And once we got there and everything, that first night was just one of the most interesting things I've ever been a part of. And it's a lot of the questions of our world we wonder. And if we don't allow all of the distractions and all of the, seem like they were meant to be distractions to distract us, there was a lot of important people and information and interactions happening that I think that could be seen and not seen. It was one of the most amazing experiences of my life, bro. I'm still processing it all. I'm still taking it all in, and I'm still trying to stay focused in presenting the information that we learned. And it's been a ride, bro. It's been an interesting ride.
It certainly has. I had a great time. I think that the information Catherine and Greg presented to us through True the Vote was truly going to be helpful for us in our fight against the deep state. I've commented on this over the course of the last several days, but you know, there was a lot of people who were not very enthusiastic about the information they presented. And I think that it was kind of a case of people not seeing the forest for the trees. You know, all of that time in between Greg and Catherine mentioning the ripcord or the pit up until the moment that the event happened, you know, they weren't just sitting around and you know, gleefully rubbing their hands together, wondering how they could frustrate everyone. I mean, they were actively working on a number of different tools that they could give us to help kind of create this open source intelligence agency out of a community of Anons and Diggers. And then at the end of the story, you know, they give us all of this information about Connick and Eugene Yu and, you know, all of these different voter tools that have been developed, which clearly, in my opinion, have been designed to kind of digitize the process of the elections, basically put it into the hands of the federal government, which is controlled by the Chinese Communist Party and elements of the Chinese government. And without that information, you know, it would have simply continued to be speculation. You know, sometimes I think that I'm jaded when it comes to this stuff, because, I mean, this is all we do. We're following this stuff all day long. We're constantly researching. We're constantly looking for that chink in the armor, the crack in the facade. And it seems most often that just everything is totally corrupt. And you know, it's just, what are we supposed to do about it? We just got to keep fighting. That's it. So sometimes when I hear things, you know, I mean, I can understand why people would be like, no big deal. China controls the election. I know all about that already. But you don't necessarily know what you're going to get specifically when it comes to any one thing. So I had a lot of appreciation for Greg and Catherine for what they were able to do, the tools that they were able to pull together, and all of the minds that they were able to bring together in the course of this event. And I don't think that the pit will end up being a one-time deal. You know, I think that this is going to lead to, as you said, a lot of connections and the ability for people to, you know, kind of work hand in hand on so much of this stuff. Basically, everybody has like their own approach. They all have their own forte, you know, the one thing or, you know, the one subject that they're interested in. And if we can get over some of the egos that arise sometimes and come together and really choose to be different pieces of the same organization in the same way that the federal government already has done a long time ago, then I think we'll go a lot farther and we will be much more likely to save America.
There's a lot of us who have been doing a version of OSINT from way back. And, you know, to the point where, I even got blocked by Thomas Wichter for proving him wrong on something. Because you can tell when they were trying to seed narratives that, you know, that the United States is killing innocents and all this stuff. You know, define, enemy combatant in a war zone. It's interesting to see how all that played itself out. And, you know, when we did the OSINT on Benghazi and when we did the OSINT on Gaddafi, and I mean, there was a lot of us that were, this goes back to the beginning of the Iraq war and all of this stuff. We were all doing, I had an incredible vetted group of sources of on the ground journalists, combat, reporters, and alternative views, and also alternative views from afar. So I could go to my vetted sources on Twitter, and this is why they nuked my account, because I had very effective sources, and they were just people who I had developed a rapport with over a period of 10 to 15 years. This was, you know, 10 years or so from the beginning of Twitter, you know? And so that's how they started this information war. Going back to the pit, some of the things that occurred to me was, those that were paying attention and listening intently versus those who were acting a fool, those who were taking notes and trying to understand the information on a deeper level than just what they're telling us, while all the distractions were abound, I thought that might have been the most interesting thing for me, because that confirmed many things for me that I had already suspected in my life, and that only codified what I think about those things. Secondarily, my notes that I took that I brought back to my audience, when we did a show on Monday as a debrief, I'm very proud of that presentation and that show, because the information that we were given reminds me of something very important. The naivete of a dumb politician in DC, because this goes back to Ford era, Kennedy era, before that, when they were reaching out to China to try to have mutual cooperation, to the point where our Defense Department decided to cooperate with China.
Yeah. And, it's ridiculous.
So I'm looking for signs of, why would, is there a continuity shadow government in play? Is there potential for devolution? And I see, as a result of this information, I see all of the monikers of a failed, corrupt, treasonous, anti-US government that is being put on blast for the American people to see. Mm-hmm. And that only confirms my digging and my understanding of why, what brought all of this together, which is the foundation of understanding the continuity of government plan and emergency plans and helping to understand people what's really happening besides all of the noise. Imagine if we didn't have this digital soldier training, we would all be falling for all these false narratives right now, and we wouldn't be able to effectively counter their bullshit narrative. Yeah. They don't understand how effective we are. They think they can stop us by seeding information, by having distractions, by having shootings in the middle of an important drop, almost exactly when I drop it. It's fun to watch. And what they don't understand is they're playing checkers, and we're playing four level chess. Game over. It's already game over. I'm sorry to tell them, pick a side now. Are you on the side of evil and communism and anti-Americanism and not protecting the equality and the freedoms of this country? Or are you on the side of evil and communism? Because if you don't pick that side real freaking quick, boy, things are going to get bad for these people real quick. And I don't mean to say that in any kind of bad way, in any kind of patriot way. I just mean the rule of law in this country will be restored. All of everything that I learned through this past couple of weeks and doing all this digging and, you know, late at night trying to drop stuff is just further confirmation that Patel Patriots on the right trail. That's what I got out of it.
No, I'm completely with you. You know, and I think one of the mistakes that people sometimes, like, when they're trying to sort out for themselves, you know, is devolution real, or is the government controlled by the cabal? You know, it's not that monolithic, okay? The U.S. government as an idea is monolithic. But there is so much going on. There is compartmentalization and there are parallel tracks that are all taking place at the same time. So the answer is true of both, I think. Yes, devolution's in play. Yes, white hats are in control. But at the same time, the cabal is in control of certain aspects of the United States government. And, you know, I mean, like you mentioned, United States killing innocents. Well, you mean the government has been guilty of killing innocents, but that's not every single person who falls under the auspices of the United States government. Just like I've tried to say in the past, you know, not every single person who's part of the intelligence community is good or is bad. You know, you have these compartmentalized sections that are running different ops the entire time, and they may or may not know about the full level of existence of somebody else that is standing right next to them. So
important point, Zach.
Yeah, very important. Well, listen, I wanted to switch gears here real quick because there is another event that's coming up this weekend. So it kind of goes in line with this. And I have to tell you guys, because I'm actually going to be here, and that means that the schedule for the shows is, again, going to be altered this weekend. But it's another summit from Mike Lindell. It's called The Moment of Truth. Now, when they reached out to me about this, I didn't really realize, Abe, and I don't know if you had the full understanding of this, but maybe it's because I was so busy with everything else, but I just thought that it was going to be a premiere for Laura Logan's new movie, Selection Code. And so I was like, hey, I'm willing to go to it just for that if I can get an in-person interview with Laura Logan, and Tina Peters was going to be there.
I got an invite too, but I'm from the travels, the bank account's hurting, so it ain't happening for me, but I'm looking forward to it as well. Go ahead.
Sure thing. And I'm going to be there this weekend. It starts at 9 a.m. Central Time on Saturday. It's going to be hosted by Mike Lindell, obviously, and I'm going to be flying out there on Friday morning. I know that Scott Kesterson and I are going to be staying in the same hotel, so I'm hopefully going to be doing an in-person thing with him as well. But other than that, I don't exactly know what to expect. It's going to be streamed live, I believe, on Frank's Speech and perhaps on RSBN as well. So you'll be able to check it out. And President Trump did tweet this out. You know, I wanted to just kind of say, you know, I think that there is still a segment of the Patriot community out there that maybe has a bitter taste in their mouth after the PCAP debacle that happened at the Cyber Summit Symposium. And I just want to say, you know, Mike Lindell has devoted a large portion of his life, his income, his wealth, his business to saving America. OK, and not everybody is going to get a 5-star slam dunk with everything that they do. To me, it's the measure of the man by how much effort they put into it. And Mike Lindell truly is a patriot. So I just wanted to put it out there that, you know, check it out if you can. I'm definitely going to be covering it. I'm going to be bringing home some interviews, and hopefully I'll be able to do some live streams from the actual summit itself. So it'll be sometime throughout the day. But I think that this is a good thing. And Mike Lindell is a true American patriot.
So have you noticed how the timing of some things have been bouncing around? The timing of the raid, the timing of the pit, the timing of the release of this information from the summit, and the sudden pause of the release of that information. This all seems to be very well timed and very well moved and countermoved out. And I think you're kind of watching the, you know, before we were kind of, you know, doing the game theory of this, we were trying to, you know, we were having fun with the Anons and having fun with the Q team and stuff like that. And now you're seeing, if I could just be completely honest, like I try to be, you're watching the Q team move their chess pieces very effectively. And when they're able to move their chess pieces very effectively, pawns get knocked down rather quick, and it becomes a game of try to hide and seek on a chessboard. If I could put an anomaly together, or you know what I'm saying.
Analogy.
Thank you. So that's what I see. I see high level chess moves being put into play that are making pawns make mistakes, and they will continue to do that until they start to figure it out. And the other side of it too is the timing of when this all is playing itself out is all going into, you know, a season here where we got about another month or so before the election starts to really kick into gear. In fact, you'll probably start seeing that here in a couple of weeks. No one is talking about the January 6th committee anymore. Well, nobody is talking about pretty much any freaking thing that's coming out of the White House. The news stories and the narrative that are being talked about are the news stories and the narratives that the Anon community is talking about. It's very interesting to see how that's playing itself out. Is it not, Zach?
It is. It's extremely interesting. Now, of course, that doesn't mean the deep state isn't going to try to throw a monkey wrench into the plans of the Anons and the White Hats. Certainly, the news we got this morning about Alan Weisselberg pleading guilty to these 15 charges, former Trump CFO, that would be Chief Financial Officer of the Trump Organization. He has been forced by the IRS and the DOJ to plead guilty to tax-related crimes in New York State. Now, New York State is also the same state where they've been trying to get a hold of President Trump's tax returns. That just ended up happening. If I'm not mistaken, President Trump was forced to testify, and he pled the fifth. He is not obligated to say anything when you go into court. Nobody is obligated to say anything. And the usage of your Fifth Amendment is not an admission of guilt, and by no means should it imply that you have anything to hide. You simply are not required by law to do or say anything if you're in a criminal setting like this. And quite often, lawyers will tell you that the best thing you can do when you're either speaking with police officers or when you're actually in court is to say nothing, because you never know who's out there that's going to try to take your words and twist them against you. And in the case of Alan Weisselberg, it looks like they are twisting his words and his actions against him. As a result of this plea deal that he's taken, Abe, they're forcing him to testify in a case, I'm assuming it's against President Trump. Maybe it's just against the Trump Organization. I think that this is the closest we've gotten to seeing the noose tighten around Donald Trump's neck, so to speak. But I don't believe it's going to be successful. I mean, Alan Weisselberg was the chief financial officer of the Trump Organization. So quite literally, the buck stopped with him. And if Alan Weisselberg didn't put his taxes together properly, if he had a bad accountant, that's on him. And I think the same is true for any financial decisions that were made while he was running the Trump Organization. If Alan Weisselberg didn't do it properly, well, then it's Alan Weisselberg's problem. I don't know what the situation with him is. You know, I saw some people discussing this on Truth Social earlier, and they were saying, you know, well, you know, is it that Alan Weisselberg is being persecuted by a corrupt and failed establishment? Is it that Alan Weisselberg did, you know, truly bad things and the White Hats are taking care of him? I don't really know which side to take on this. And again, I don't know if it's as simple as that, but go ahead.
Well, here's my general thoughts on, and this is just observing President Trump for a long time and admiring him very much. He has an uncanny ability to create the scenario for something to look very effectively like it's not. Every time I see someone say to me, they got him now, they got him now, that tells me that he set another perfect trap. And so just similar to the FBI raid, similar to the rest, I look at, there's been all this rumbles about the funding of all of this. And from the very beginning, as soon as it happened, it all seems to be an attempt to stop it and to try to stop it, maybe using the IRS or whatever that may be. They're going to need a lot more soy boy agents than 87,000 if they're going to try that. I can tell you that right fucking now. Excuse me. I don't know, right? I don't know how that's going to play itself out. But what I do know is watching Trump and admiring his ability to set traps very effectively, I would tend to look for that angle in this and see if you can find an angle there where he's got him, or he maybe there was somebody inside of the organization that was planted that tried to screw him over, and President Trump is going to have that fall on top of their head, something like that. I would look for an angle here on that.
Well, it all looks to me as if these are financial crimes that were created by the people who committed them. So we're talking about Trump Organization employees that illegally received tax-free perks such as apartments and car leases. if, you know, I mean, I'm not a financial expert, and I've never had a free car or a free apartment as a result of a job that I've had. But I know enough to know that you have to claim that on your taxes, and any accountant worth their salt would also know that. That would definitely be a part of the conversation. So
remember when the news story was President Trump pleaded the fifth?
Yes.
What he said was my finances are all great. I have great companies, and they said there was no problem. Something to that effect there, something like that. Remember okay. that? He said something like, I have great companies, and all of our finances are in order, and they said no problem. So point being is he's telling us, I think, there that there's not a here.
Oh yeah. I think when it comes to that, Trump, yeah. when it comes to Trump himself, he's got no problems. I mean, we've talked about this before. I mean, he has been groomed for this for probably decades. He knew that the only way that he was going to be able to lead was not simply by example. He had to be fully squeaky clean, have nothing that they could get him on. And you're right. Every single time they're like, ha ha, I got you. I got you this time, Trump. Pull that mask off and it's a criminal underneath. You know, it's never going to work. It never has. Yeah, straight Scooby-Doo situation right there. Every single time Trump pulls the mask off and it's just good old Donald J. Trump. And he's never going to be caught for anything because there is nothing that he has done. And now that they have his taxes, you know, I haven't heard anything about it. You would think that they would have had a team of accountants waiting to pore over every aspect of every year as soon as they got it in. And the first thing they would have done would have been to go to the New York Times and say, hey, guess what? We've got this on Donald J. Trump. But they have nothing because Donald Trump knew that he had to be fully 100% squeaky clean. There could never be something in his past that he was going to be able to get caught up on illegally. Now, you know, women, that's another thing. Guy likes his women. I can't fault him for that. That's totally fine. But when it comes to actually committing crimes, if you're going to be president of the United States, if you're going to save the republic from this failed and corrupt system, you've got to be clean. And that's exactly what he is. They don't call him the Teflon Don for nothing.
It's been a lot of fun to watch. And so, you know, that's the kind of angles. When President Trump speaks, people often mishear him, or they hear what they want to hear from him.
It's the confirmation bias. And that has been the most...
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's been the most interesting thing to watch. And that's really not just on media side or elite side. It's pretty much all sides. People hear what they want to hear when he's speaking. And honestly, he's pretty straightforward in what he's telling you. There's not much interpretation needed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I think so, too. You know, and it's not just with President Trump. I mean, it's across the board. People hear what they want to hear, whether it's people who love Donald Trump or people who hate Donald Trump. And it doesn't stop at Donald Trump. I mean, it extends to
When it comes to stubborn belly fat, we're all searching for a miracle pill which may never exist. But believe it or not, I may have found the next best thing. It's called Belly Trim, and it's more effective at targeting belly fat, enhancing metabolism, and promoting a toned midsection better than most weight management products I've seen typically found on store shelves. Tens of thousands of five-star reviewers can't be wrong. Simply place your order now to get 51% off along with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to www.trimwithus.com. That's www.trimwithus.com. www.trimwithus.com. Order now.
Violent crime across the U.S. has skyrocketed. Between mass shootings, homicides, kidnappings, burglaries, and carjacking, it's never been more vital to learn how to protect yourself. This is why tens of thousands are choosing the Fighter Flare flashlight. The Fighter Flare flashlight includes an ultra-bright 800 lumen light, powerful strobe lighting modes for self-defense, a glass-breaking hammer, a built-in power bank, solar-powered recharging, rope and wire cutter, siren, high and low LED lighting mode, and much more. Simply place your order now to get 66% off along with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to www.fighterflare.com. Order now at www.fighterflare.com. FighterFlare.com.
A
human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Everything in their life. I see it on social media all the time. Somebody will say something like on Truth Social or on Twitter or something like that, and then somebody will come back in the comment to that comment and say, oh, so you're saying this, and then somebody's the initial person replies and they're like, that's not what I was saying at all, or I didn't intend for it to come off that way. Everybody is ready. I think we're standing on the edge, not only in terms of America being at the precipice, but I think that a lot of people out there are at the precipice emotionally. They're at the precipice in many different areas of their life. So, you know, I just try to keep a clear head and stay cool and not jump to conclusions on any of this stuff. And go ahead.
If we go 30,000 foot, you know, if we dial back from all of this little games and then the rest, the Clinton crime family, the Bush crime family, the McCain crime family, and the Cheney crime family are no longer going to be in D.C.
They're all out of politics. I know. That's huge.
You know what I'm saying? And this is just the beginning. This is just, you know, people are yelling and screaming. The Rhino establishment. Are you watching what's happening here, man?
Yeah.
The President Trump is now the de facto leader of the Republican Party, and the people who are around him are the de facto leaders of America, because he told us he's given the country back to the people.
Yep.
And why do you see President or General Flynn, maybe someday President Flynn, why do you see Patriot Games? Why do you see Reawakening? Why do you see Mike Lindell coming together? It is because you want your country back. You need to relearn how to play the game. We were not taught civics. We were not taught community involvement. We were not taught how to advocate for a policy, get it through to a legislator, have them write a bill, have it brought forward. This is our role. When General Flynn says local action, national impact, that is the most genius statement I have ever heard in my life. Because if we get involved here in our polls, watching drop boxes, reporting criminality when we see it immediately, standing up to the threats and the bullshit, saying, no, you can say whatever you want to say. This is an illegal process here, and I am calling an adjudicator right now, and I'm documenting this. That's all that has to be done. And boom, as soon as that's done, that goes into a fusion center where action happens. So these are the things that the Weather Underground and Bill Ayers did back when Clinton was the good little puppet for him, right? These are the things that they did. They went to the polls. They went to the local things. They got involved. They found ways to skirt the system. They had a legal system in place to make sure that they could adjust laws where needed, or have lawyers doctor the law like a Cracker Jack box whenever they needed. This is what we're establishing as our country. We're getting our country back. And if we're sitting around being couchanons, bitching on social media nonstop and expecting somebody to come save us, you're completely missing the whole point of getting our country back. If you want your country back, go out there and grab it by the
short and curlies,
the eagle hairs, and take it. That's what we're seeing. That is what's happening right now. And all the noise, forget about it. It's happening. It's ours. Grab it.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think that is going to be key to us finally winning this thing. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not an easy fight. It's a long and hard fought battle. It's a number of different battles. I said this on Sunday when I did my my postmortem on the pit. You know, we're talking about a multi-generational war here. You know, this didn't start while Donald Trump was president. It has been a slow and gradual infiltration of every aspect of the United States government from top to bottom. And when Donald Trump came along, it was just their final salvo to see if they could fully take over and remove all of our rights and freedoms. And we're not going to let them do that. We each and every one of us have to be involved at the local level, and people like J.R. Majewski getting involved at the national level. Going to be sitting in Washington, D.C. very, very soon. And he's not the only one. We've got a lot of people that are coming in. And, you know, also just to the point of, you know, what we were talking about earlier with, you know, Donald Trump and, you know, the chances of anybody actually taking him down. You know, despite what's happening with the CFO, despite the fight with his taxes, despite the constant onslaught of attacks and the threats of a criminal prosecution, Donald Trump has never wavered. OK, you know, if anything, I feel like he has been strengthened. Every time there's an attack on him, he just hits back as brutally, continues to move forward, and he shows the American people that we've got nothing to be afraid of. As an example, take this. Q Fox Yoder Q. Wow. Says, Zach, you've become my husband's fave. He's always asking, what does Zach have to say? You're a straight shooter with a heart. Hugs from Kim and TS, NorCal Lady Patriot. Abe, I'll catch up with you too. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate that. Glad to see you. Good to see you guys again. But here, President Trump endorsing someone who led the impeachment fight against him, Democrat Dan Goldman. Obviously, President Trump may have been impeached, but he wasn't actually convicted. So, you know, it didn't matter. It's a de facto nothing burger. President Trump soldiers on and it doesn't matter. He put this statement out about Dan Goldman, saying lawyer Dan Goldman is running for Congress. And it's my great honor to strongly endorse him. I could just see Dan Goldman reading this at home. And he's like, what the f-? I don't need Donald Trump's endorsement. I do this not because of the fact that he headed up the impeachment committee and lost, but because he was honorable, fair, and highly intelligent. While it was my honor to beat him and beat him badly, Dan Goldman has a wonderful future ahead. He will be very compassionate and compromising to those within the Republican Party, basically saying he will bend over for Republicans and will do everything possible to make sure they have a fair chance at winning against the radical left Democrats who he knows are destroying our country. I would like to thank Dan for fighting so hard for America and for working so tirelessly to stop Trump. He was not easy to beat, but winning against him made me realize just how very talented I am. Like, what a shot across the bow. Donald Trump has the biggest pair of brass balls you've ever seen.
That is why President Trump was the first to earn the Universal Galactic Troll Award that has been awarded by the universe to one of the greatest trolls in the history of the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Dan Goldman actually responded,
you know, Congress.
And also we have a new campaign ad from J.R. Majewski that we're going to play, and Low Country Brooklyn dropped it in here. You guys, I want to get your thoughts after we see it. So Goldman responded by saying, last week, Donald Trump attacked Dan Goldman, who led his impeachment. Now he's pretending to endorse Goldman. True to form, Trump is trying to meddle in an election, that tired old narrative. This is a pathetic attempt at fooling Democrats who are far smarter than Trump is. And it's clear that only one candidate in New York 10 is living rent free in Trump's head. Buckle up, Donald. Dan's coming for you. Oh, my God. And then he endorsed another Democrat. A vote for Carolyn Maloney. It's also in New York. A vote for Carolyn Maloney.
I'd like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you.
Is a vote for the future. She is a kind and wonderful person who's always said terrific things about me and will support me no matter what I do. Just as I supported her very early on, she begged for a check with no quid pro quo, and I gave it to her. In fact, I gave her many. On the other hand, Jerry Nadler is likewise a hard-driving man of the people whose energy and attention to detail is unlike anyone else in Congress. He is high energy, sharp, quick-witted, and bright. You can't go wrong with either, but Carolyn Maloney is the better man. She will lead our country into a very green and prosperous future. Carolyn has my complete and total endorsement. She will never let our conservative movement down.
Holy crap, dude. Oh, that is hilarious.
Mm. So then they have to reply, you know, she also came out. Oh, this is laughable. I reject any endorsement from Donald Trump. It, you know, okay. The funny thing is, you know, the proper route to take would have been to just ignore this. Because of course he's not endorsing you, you moron. You don't have to reject anything. He's making you look stupid, and now you look stupider by coming out and putting out public statements about how you, oh, I don't want Donald Trump's endorsement. Like, geez, oh, Pete's, man.
Oh, my God, dude. I'm dying. It's so freaking hilarious, dude. Oh. It's hilarious how easy he's able to trigger him into just, you know, dance puppet.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So talk about living rent-free. Okay, clearly it's Donald Trump who's living rent-free in the Democrats' head. I mean, they have, since the moment he walked down that escalator, they have been trying to figure out how to stop him from coming to power. Donald Trump's ascension was foretold in the stars, and so is the ascension of the people of the United States of America. We, the people, will take back the power from this failed and corrupt system. And that brings me to my next segment with J.R. Majewski and our man, Jim Jordan. Here we go. Take a look.
You know, Congressman Jordan, as a veteran, I used to wake up every day willing to risk my life to protect this country because of what I thought it stood for. But now I feel like it's my duty to wake up every morning to protect my friends and my family and my community from what this country has become. And it's because of good Republican leaders like yourself that have inspired me to run for office that I would have this moment and this opportunity to do so. And I look forward to working under your leadership in Washington, D.C.
Country's hurting. We need to change Washington. And it's why we need you to win.
Yes, sir. We're going to win.
Bigly.
My name is J.R. Majewski, and I approve this message.
He's going to win bigly. J.R. Majewski is going to be the next congressional representative for Ohio's 9th district. Oh, my God. I absolutely love, Abe, that we have been a small part of JR's rise to power in Washington, D.C. And all I can think about is the fact that we live rent-free in the heads of people like perhaps Marcy Kaptur, certainly the hacks at Media Matters. I cannot wait to see the coverage from the Victory Party. I can't wait to see the media screaming into the night, ring at the idea that a true American patriot like J.R. Majewski is going to be in Congress, and that he knows radical domestic militia violent extremists like us.
J.R., I love you, brother. Great ad, and God bless Jim Jordan, too.
Yeah.
You're going to be great, dude. You're going to be great. I can't wait. J.R., I want you to think back when you and I looked at each other, and we were like, it's time. And I want you to think back about how hard it was to get out of there. All the obstacles that were put in our way. All the people that wouldn't move. The people whose legs, who they wouldn't get out of our way so we could get by. The people who were stopping and blocking us on purpose. And how hard it was to get out of there with injured and the trauma of what we just saw. And now you're here through this. Keep that in your head when you're over there in D.C., because you're one of a few who's going to make real change in D.C. I look forward to seeing that, and I'm honored to call you my brother.
Amen. Right there with you. You know, this is going to be a massive victory. This is going to be written in history books for decades to come. The year that the people took back power in the government. I truly believe that that's going to be the 2022 election season and 2023. It's all uphill from here. We will have battles, all right? But it's going to be a much different ballgame when we have our people in Congress. And the Democrats are going to be absolutely terrified. Not because something bad is going to happen to them necessarily, but because they won't be able to command the same power and the same influence that they've had for so many decades. Now, I want to flip it back one more time to Donald Trump, because obviously with this raid on Mar-a-Lago, it's simply another desperate attempt for the deep state to try to find something, to try to pin something on Donald Trump. And this fake narrative that they've had about nuclear secrets or about any potentially classified documents that might have been at Mar-a-Lago, anything that President Trump had was already declassified. And he dropped some sauce on this today on Truth Social. Going back here to the White House website, the Trump White House website from January 19th of 2021.
First thing I noticed there is I did not know there was a Trump Archives website. That is a link that you guys need to be digging into.
Yeah. TrumpWhiteHouse.archives.gov. Now, they do this for every president. You know, I mean, I believe they've got one for Obama. They've got one probably for Bush. I don't exactly know when they started, but I would imagine the National Archives probably went back throughout the modern age as soon as we started putting things online. So I guess that would have been the moment that Al Gore invented it.
Yeah. With Cash's recent talk about the archives and stuff, and now this being sent out, I'm wondering if there are stuff in here that has been declassified that we need to be digging into. So that's what I'll be doing as soon as I get done with you here today.
Very well could be. So what he put out here, and the subject is declassification of certain materials related to the FBI's Crossfire Hurricane investigation, arguably the very first public attempt to destroy Donald Trump and to hamstring his administration. Now, he also put out this article here from October of 2020. This one is from the Daily Mail, and it's entitled Trump Authorizes Total Declassification of All Documents Related to Hillary's Email Scandal and the Russia Hoax, as he calls the FBI scum. And most of them are when they are aligning themselves with the deep state. Certainly there are going to be some good people in the FBI. But I want you to remember here one such scummy individual that was part of the Crossfire Hurricane investigation, that was part of a number of different Crossfire investigations, and of course the Hillary Clinton email scandal investigation, was Peter Strzok. Now, recently, as a result of, Michael Flynn's lawsuit against the federal government for the corrupt actions that the FBI and the DOJ took against him, we got a new document here, which is from the Department of Justice, and it's talking about classification review and determination request on certain documents here. And at the bottom of the page, it's signed by Peter Strzok. Now, Peter Strzok adds his title below his name, and it's Section Chief, Counterespionage Section. Now, a couple of years ago, it came out that Peter Strzok was like dual employed by the FBI and the CIA. However, in 2015, when he was supposed to be fully employed by the FBI and liaisoning with the CIA, he should have had the title of Deputy Assistant Director of Counterintelligence Division. That's what they call it when you're an FBI employee. But instead, he signed it as a CIA employee, which is very telling because that makes it appear as if the entire plot to destroy Donald Trump, you could tie it into what Chuck Schumer's statement was, how the intelligence community has six ways from Sunday to destroy you if you go after them. It was certainly implied that the CIA was going to attempt to destroy Donald Trump.
Just real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
The only wording that I see using counterespionage is MI5, and that makes a whole lot of sense if you look at the bigger picture of Five Eyes involvement in Russiagate.
Oh, okay. Wait, so you're saying that perhaps Peter Strzok was actually working with MI5?
That's what I see making a whole lot of sense here. Mm-hmm. As placed as an insider from MI5 into the FBI to seed this whole narrative.
Well, I can't comment on that because I haven't looked into it, but that's an interesting theory. I mean, that would make a lot of sense. Certainly, MI5 had a lot to do, obviously, Christopher Steele and the whole Steele dossier. But this kind of backs up the idea that perhaps what they were looking for when they raided Mar-a-Lago under the guise of nuclear secrets or some other such classified information that would be a national security issue was, in fact, Crossfire Hurricane declassified information to learn what exactly it was that President Trump knew and what he actually had maintained after he left the White House. Because President Trump unilaterally has the right to hold on to whatever classified material. It would be, you know, de facto declassified, even if he hadn't specifically declassified it, because it's his. He's the president of the United States. He's got it. It's always going to be there. He's going to maintain that security clearance. So I think it's pretty interesting at the end of the day, though, that we have this document from the DOJ with Peter Strzok kind of giving himself away. So the question remains, you know, who was he actually reporting to that entire time? Who was Peter Strzok truly employed by?
And why was Strzok and Page and several others meeting with Dear Love and others in London, right around the area of Trafalgar Square, where we know MI5, MI6 is located? We were given security camera footage where we could track where they went, and there was some great decodes done and documentaries done out there by some great patriots with the help of people in London, in UK, mm-hmm. that helped plot out the paths. Daddy Dragon, actually, if you go back to some of the work that he did on this, probably the best reporting I've ever seen with regards to tracking the steps of Strzok Page and the area surrounding that area, identifying exactly that the intelligence agencies are located around Trafalgar Square. So the bigger picture of this maybe will be coming true finally, and I hope we do see more about international Five Eyes involvement in the attempted coup of the United States of America.
I think regardless of, you know, how it comes out or, you know, what we end up finding out, you know, the Durham investigation clearly is still going on. We also know that the FBI agents that participated in the Mar-a-Lago raid were specifically under investigation in Durham's investigation, just kind of adding to the level of intrigue about Peter Strzok and who he was employed by, whether it be the CIA or he's liaisoning from the UK. We know that Peter Strzok was spending time overseas. We know that he spent some time in Iran. The really interesting thing, which backs up the idea that Peter Strzok was never truly an FBI employee, is that he never went to Quantico. He never went to the FBI Academy, and every single FBI agent does go through Quantico. Never graduated from there, and as soon as he got out of the army, he was immediately assigned to the White House. We actually have a picture of him at the Clinton White House. Hold on, where did that go? Here it is. There is Bill Clinton, James Brady, Millard Fuller, David Hamburg, John H. Johnson, and right there in the back, Peter Strzok. So, you know, I think clearly President Trump knows everything. Durham knows everything. The only people who don't know everything is us and the deep state. We have a pretty good idea, and I think the deep state has a pretty good idea of what's been revealed and who knows what. But it just hasn't been confirmed because the charges haven't come out. I want to remind everybody that the fact we're not getting leaks from the Durham investigation is a good thing. Hey, there's Doug Mastriano on your television.
Yeah, man. McCabe Page text reveal high level intel meeting after 2016 election. DAG inquired about our plan. Are he FISA target if he mobilizes, given the physical access he has? DAG plus number two, McCabe in the crosshairs. Discussion, are you wear a wire entrapment 25th Amendment? The more you know. This again is one of the foundations of that. And Redfish, you're on fire right here with the number two. Who did number two work for? There's a lot of the other ones, the second most attacked, but, there is some very interesting decodes with regards to number two. We'll do some more of that later, but, well, I think we're down a trail here that is saying a lot of bigger picture things here, bro.
Okay, so Diane Broden, and this is an important point that I forgot to make. She says CIA is for foreign work only; domestic stuff is outside of their area. Absolutely, but the CIA could have worked through the auspices of the FBI so that they could operate domestically. And let's be honest. If the CIA was operating inside the United States, it would not be the first time that they were doing something outside of their mission, completely outside of their wheelhouse. Let's go back to the crack epidemic of the early 1980s. That was the CIA bringing in drugs into America, smuggling it in, and certainly they had agents that were operating inside the United States of America. And I think that they have done it on a number of other occasions. The CIA legally cannot work here in America. It's only for overseas missions, but I think it happens.
It this is the part of this where I wondered how this may be released to the public, because to me the Durham stuff is going so slow, and the Danchenko part of it is going to be interesting. And there was some Durham news yesterday, but it was just a discussion of what classified documents Danchenko can use. And I think the reason why that discussion is happening is because of the international side of this. There are probably, you know, now you're dealing with international classification laws and stuff like that. And I'm sure part of that could not be declassified by President Trump, which means that Durham probably has limited read-in access to some of that international side of this stuff. So there's a big part of this that I think we're starting to see the groundwork of, you know, the narrative being talked about, the bigger picture of Australia in the voting fixing thing, and how what happened with Wuhan. One of the most important things that I found in the documents was that the Wuhan lockdown happened right when the Australian election was happening, when they were adjusting the software to account for the fact that the Australian people are sick and freaking tired of these people, and they're trying to get rid of them. So they had to adjust the algorithms last minute to adjust for the population change in voting and activism and stuff like that, and ended up completely just screwing the election in Australia to the point where they experienced a coup during the Wuhan incident. So this all ties together, I think, to the bigger picture of China is operating. The communists of our world are going full-fledged with globalist backing of trillions of dollars, and they believe that they successfully overthrew the United States government. And what you're seeing happen is the truth that they just walked right into a giant trap. The bigger picture of the Q team and the continuity of government forecasted the tactics that they would use using next level AI and activated patriots to counter that. And what you're now seeing is the culmination of that work. But the important part of what everyone's trying to tell us with General Flynn and others is this only works if we get out to the polls and become active in this coming election. And I think that, you know, the people are easily can say patriots in control and get so comfy that they become Couchenhans. That's why I've been kind of talking about this recently.
Yeah.
But again, if we don't all get involved, then this is not going to be effective, and they're going to be able to pull off another cheat, and then we're going to have problems.
Yeah. And let me be clear here. Patriots in control. Who are you? What are you? Are you a patriot? OK, so think about it. We are only in control when you're in control. It's not just volunteering at the polls. It's becoming a precinct committeeman. You know, even with all of the attention that's been paid to this, you know, the entirety of the precinct committeeman positions have not been filled. All across America, there are still thousands of positions that are available. And I know that some people have gone out and done that, and some people have maybe only chosen to operate at the polls. But it is vitally important that if there is an opportunity for you to serve in your local area, that you do that. And it doesn't have to be just one thing. If, you know, we are fighting for the future of America. This is our lives. This is our livelihoods. This is future generations. And to give yourself the time to take just a couple of hours every single week to be an active part, an active participant, and ensure that you and every single person you know vote, because maybe we're going to overwhelm them. That's what I believe is going to happen. Clearly, they're going to try to cheat. They're going to try to do everything they can. But the only way that that's not going to work is if every single one of us is paying attention. Now, we only have a few minutes left, Abe, and I have some breaking news that I need to bring to the audience. I want to thank you, everybody in the chat, for mentioning this. But word on the street is that Brian Stelter is out at CNN. Reliable Sources has been canceled. The last show will be Sunday, August 21st. Brian Stelter is going to be leaving the company, and he found out yesterday afternoon. This is really all we know. Clearly, there has been a shakeup very recently at CNN. They were part of the acquisition of WB, Warner Brothers, by the people at Discovery Networks. This is the same company that is now kind of shaking up the DC film universe. They're doing the same thing over there at CNN. They realize that woke doesn't work, and they're not going to be making any money as long as they have blowhards like Egghead, Potato Head, Brian Stelter, front and center on the network. So Brian Stelter's out of a job. Brian Stelter is probably going to start a podcast.
Oh. We'll see how long that lasts. How can there be facts if their entire story narrative was fiction? Fake news, enemy of the people, Q.
That's right. Fake news all day with people like Brian Stelter. I wonder if Anderson Cooper's going to survive. It's going to be very interesting to see what the structure of the fake news mainstream media is going to be after this is all said and done, because it's been a long time coming. People don't watch the mainstream media anymore because it is fake, because we know they're lying to us. You know, we have come such a long way. People have really matured and developed in the way that they consume their content and the types of media that they go after. And they're just not doing it anymore with CNN and Brian Stelter. So, Brian Stelter, so long, sweetheart. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Oh, that's good news. That's really good news, Abe. I'm very, very happy to hear that.
Watch the News was a decode from last week that came up into my feeds. And so, here you go. Watch the News and watch. It's finally going to come back their way. Boomerang style.
Absolutely. All right. Good stuff. Well, listen, guys, we've only got a couple of minutes left. I just want to say thank you one more time to Abe, and thank you to everybody in the audience who chose to spend your time with us today. It means a lot. I've got just a couple of thank yous that I need to sound off on. Shannon, she said, hi, Z. I really, really enjoyed your content when you spoke on Patel Patriots show. Just thought to let you know of this shout out from a Taiwanese transplant here in Texas. Thank you very, very much, Shannon. I appreciate that. Glad that you enjoyed that. If you guys didn't get a chance to watch that, I was a guest on Patel Patriots show the other night. Also need to say thank you over here on... you know what? While I was gone, Gaffer sent me $100 for gas while we were driving across the country. And I didn't thank him.
Gaffer, thank you.
Yeah. I didn't get a chance to thank him on the air, so I wanted to say thank you for that. And I want to remind everybody, there were a couple of people who sent me mail before, like the day we left, I got it. And I brought everybody's stuff with me to say thank you. And I lost a couple of pieces, basically the identifying bits of information. So I haven't been able to say thank you on the air properly. I'm hoping that you can email me at redpill78@protonmail.com, and then I can go ahead and thank you properly on the phone. We need to start over here on Foxhole by saying thank you to Nikki the Greek and Salty Nuts for 9 cookies. Thank you very, very much, buddy. And then also to Liberty Bell says, God bless you, Redpill78 and Uncensored Abe. I love you both. Crystal Jane says, what I've heard from the pit was interesting and will reach more people, hopefully. I agree with you. It is very interesting. Warrior for Jesus says, happy Thursday, family. May God bless each and every one of you in Jesus' name. Amen. Truth Junkie, thanks for the cookie. Nakaz808 says, glad you're back. I hope to hear more news from the pit. Absolutely. A Boneless Chicken says, please support this channel, people. I see recreational creators raking in 60,000 gold pills. Support Zach. Yes, I don't ask people to support the show, but I sincerely appreciate it when you do, because this is my life's work right here. Ranger Billy, and also when you support Abe, too. Ranger Billy says, much love, Zach and fam. Sean Joe, thanks for the cookie. Warrior Mima says, I've been lurking, but I had to stop in and say hi and send some love y'all's way. A. Allen says, Spudhead is a see you next Tuesday. Principled Enigma says, thank you, Zach and Abe, for what you do. Excellent program. Ammo Maker says, excellent show. And D-Patriot 1776 says, excellent show as well. Abe, what do you got coming up today? I have a special, special show tonight.
I'm looking forward to hearing about that. I've been doing digs, live digs all week. Monday, we did a debrief from the pit. Tuesday and Wednesday, we did live digs and presentations from the stuff that I did. I had to take a break last night. It was interesting to see how people are trying to weasel their way in now that they see what's going on. So remember, us as a community, we have a big responsibility now. All right. This is a burden. And that's why many of us are feeling this burden, because we feel very strongly about what we've learned, and we want to guide people in the right way. And we don't want to mislead people. I don't think anybody in this movement is purposely trying to mislead people, or most people. But now that we have more of the information and more of the perspectives that are out there, we have a huge responsibility to help guide people through this. And, we believe that we're going to be going through some tough times, coming up. We don't know how bad or how good, or what's coming, but we want to have people be prepared for for any scenario of
you okay, bud?
For any scenario, scratching the throat, for any scenario, you know, be able to cover yourself for 2 weeks if you need to, you know, have enough supplies in your area to where if they try to take this as far as a trapped rat in a corner would, just be ready for that. But also stay calm in your mind, stay calm in your body, stay calm in your soul, and know that God is in control and much bigger things are coming our way. We just have to get through this period of time here. And then once we get through this, the world is going to change unlike anything any of us have ever seen. And it's going to be amazing to see. But in the meantime, we have a huge responsibility to be involved in our local communities, to talk to our neighbors, to talk to the people around us, to spread the message, to help them understand that this was an attempted coup and takeover of the United States of America by globalist communists backed by China and the WEF and all of the money around the world. Just help people understand this is what they tried to do, and they did not succeed. Help them feel okay about this, and help them get involved and make sure that their voices are being heard. I God bless you all. I look forward to hearing what you have going on later today, bro.
Excellent. Thank you very much, as always, Abe. I appreciate that. Appreciate the wise words. Appreciate everybody for hanging out with us today. Thank you very, very much. One more thank you. Two more thank yous. Pam Day and Janice17. Thanks for the cookies, guys. All right. So tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm going to have a special roundtable with some local Florida candidates. So please come here and show your support. If you've got any questions, if you live in Florida like I do, then maybe you'll be able to speak with them and get me some questions to ask them. But there is a lot happening in every single state, and I thought I would show you guys a little sample of some local America First candidates that are going to be working to take over, not at the congressional level, but at a level a little bit closer to home. Because again, only through that local action, only by you guys actually being those patriots in control, are we truly going to be able to save America. So let me pass out, Miss Brandy J. Thank you very much, Miss Brandy J. Let me pass out these gold pills over here on the foxhole. And the scratching has been released. I swear to God, I did this like 12 times yesterday, and it didn't release until almost the very end of the outro music. All right, you guys, I love you all. I'll be back this afternoon with Red Pill News, and then again tonight at 9 p.m. for that special roundtable of Florida candidates. Everyone, good luck, and God bless.
violent crime across the U.S. has skyrocketed. Just recently, a politician was carjacked by three armed attackers outside his home in Washington, D.C. This comes several months after another politician was assaulted in the elevator of her building. Between mass shootings, kidnappings, burglaries, and carjackings, it's never been more vital to learn how to protect yourself. This is why tens of thousands are choosing the Fighter Flare flashlight. The Fighter Flare flashlight has awed people with a wonderful design and massive light output. On top of an ultra-bright 800-lumen light, it boasts powerful strobe lighting modes for self-defense, a glass-breaking hammer, a built-in power bank, solar-powered recharging, rope cutter, siren, and much more. Countless five-star reviews back up the notion that this flashlight is the latest and greatest in the EDC market. But there's more. If you place your order for the Fighter Flare flashlight now, you'll also receive 66% off, free express shipping, and last but not least, a 100% lifetime guaranteed replacement. Simply go to www.fighterflare.com to take advantage of this limited-time deal before they sell out. www.fighterflare.com. Order now.